Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has again dismissed negative comments about the COVID-19 vaccine, which he said the science has shown to be safe. The Prime Minister said he is also disappointed with the percentage of nurses who have been vaccinated thus far.
It is important, therefore, that everybody at every level in the chain has to do his or her job. The same thing with COVID. 25% of the nurses in the community are vaccinated. There are nurses who are given the vaccine who are not vaccinated. So I've been told, well, no, that can't be right. 18% at Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital of the nurses. Good people, what you waiting for? The vaccine is available. Take the vaccine. I am saying what we're talking here, there are persons who will say, Ralph and Lloyd having a lot of sensible conversation this morning about the science in relation to Lahars and all the rest of it. But the same persons would compartmentalize in their head the science in relation to COVID and go and believe some marginal story, something written by some blogger, somebody who doesn't have any sense of responsibility. It's not that the vaccine is a magic bullet. No, but the science has shown and real-world experience has shown.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, health authorities in Jamaica have indicated that there could be a further reduction of COVID-19 restriction measures if positivity rates continue to trend down, but stressed that any such move will be based on a number of factors. Chief Medical Officer in Jamaica, Dr. Jacqueline Bisasa-McKenzie, said it was difficult to predict what measures would potentially be lifted, but this is the direction the country should be trending towards. In Barbados, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 4,033. Internationally, G7 leaders have gathered for their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years, with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to poor countries on the agenda in a show of Western democratic cohesion. Meanwhile, the British government said that the new Delta coronavirus variant is 60% more transmissible in households than the variant that forced the UK to lock down in January. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.